our minhag is that for the four parshas, that there's a difference between parshas Shkolim and parshas Achodesh to the parshas of Zoch and Pava. That in Shkolim and Achodesh, we say Piyutim, Yoitzis, both in Shachris and also in Musaf. However, which opposed to Zocha and Pora, that we only say Piyutim, right, only in Shachris and not in Musaf. Why is that? So the Rav said, if you look in the Lashon, the Mishnah and Megillah, Daf Chav Tes, it says, V'shchoydesh oda shechaliyos b'shabes, korin b'pas v'shkolim, chaliyos b'soch ha'shabes, makdin l'sh'ova. So you see from the Lashon of the Mishnah that the Ikim Achayev is when the Kriya of Pasha Shkolim falls on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Adar. However, if it didn't, so then you're Makdimim, but the Mechayev is the Rosh Chodesh of Adar, even though it's a relatively rare occurrence. And as relates to Pasha Shachodesh, also the Gemara says Himsachim Dafav, that Moshe omed b'Rosh Chodesh u'mazel ha-Pesach. So you see, the Ikas Man Kriya was b'Rosh Chodesh itself. But if not, you're marked into the Shabbos before. So therefore, we understand since Rosh Chodesh is the main Mechayev, that the piyutim should be mentioned not only in Shachris, but in Musaf also, which would have been the Tefillah Shabbos and Tefillah Rosh Chodesh. However, the halacha of Pashas Pav and Pashas Zocha, Rosh Chodesh is not the Mechayev, it's simply the Shabbos before and after Purim. So there we don't mention it in the Musaf, only in the Shachris.